Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always. At this time, I'd like to remind you the wise words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." Every inhalation and exhalation takes in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restoring, replenishing breath of the Almighty. So take your time as you inhale to truly lower the diaphragm and expand the rib cage to take in this energizing spiritual breath of life, the power. Hold and gently, slowly exhale all that you brought with you into this prayer time. It's a time of letting go, a time of release, a time of surrender, as we draw into this wonderful sacred moment to be at peace and to rest in the everlasting arms of our divine beloved. Inhale. Expand. Hold, release. Now with your final deep breath in, set the intention to be present in this moment where nothing else matters other than being present to the presence within. So simply relax your physical body. Tell your feet to relax, clench, release them. Your feet are relaxed. Bring your attention up your legs, your thighs, clench. Tell your legs and thighs they are now relaxed. Bring your attention to your hands and arms. Clench. Relax. Tell your hands and arms they are now relaxed. Bring your attention to your torso. Tense. Relax. Tell your torso it's now relaxed. Bring your attention up to your neck and shoulders. Bring it up to your ears and drop them down again. Tell your shoulders they are now relaxed. Bring your attention to your face and head. Screw up your facial muscles. Relax them. Tell your face it's now relaxed. Tell your physical body to just rest and be at peace. Always, our body takes instructions from our conscious mind. So as we are consciously giving it instructions to rest, relax in the divine, it hears and will heed. So in this moment, as you are resting in the arms, the invisible arms, in the infinite feel this energetic life force that supports and sustains us. In this moment we know that there is nothing, no thing to worry, to fret over, to have angst about. We are simply being. Truly we are being human and just a being. Not a human doing. Not a human running. Not a human racing around chasing to accomplish all our ever, never-ending goals and tasks we set for ourselves. But just simply being a human. I'd like for you to listen to these words and let them penetrate your consciousness. From Ernest Holmes, 365, Science of Mind. I know that the perfect life of the spirit is my life. And I now permit it to radiate through my world of thought and action, to express in my physical form, because my whole being is this perfect God life. I have nothing to fear. Every person I meet recognizes the perfect being that is my true self, recognizes love and peace and wisdom and courage in me. Each person I contact feels our common bond, knows that we are part of the perfect whole, the harmonious centers of consciousness in the great unity of life. And so has faith in me. No one could wish to harm or hurt me in any way. I, too, can only know love and understanding for my fellow beings. I'm truly interested in each one I meet, interested in their hopes, their aspirations, and helpful to them. I know, because I am God life, God in expression, that every circumstance I find myself in is right for me. Through my consciousness of love, which is the very essence of God life, I will transform any seeming imperfection into the perfect idea of my true self. God knows me only as a perfect idea, and that perfection I now manifest. As we just allow those words to permeate every part of our being, to allow the remembrance that we are a perfect idea in the mind of God, that we are here to express the perfect life, the perfect love, the perfect light that is at the center of our being. And as we express it, we recognize it in all others, especially in these times when we are challenged with all that's going on in the news, to see the good in people, to see God in people, to see light in people. Nevertheless, as challenging and as despicable as their actions and deeds may be, we are required to be the fullest expression of life, of love, of God at this time here on our journey. So in this awareness, in this truth, in this alignment of who we are and whose we are, we come together in this sacred awareness, knowing that we are expressions of the one true life and light and love that is the divine, beneficent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, divine life, all. We hold in our hearts and minds all those that are in need of a healing at this time, speaking this word for their return to the right expression of their perfect life. We speak this word for comfort and for peace for all those that have lost loved ones in tragic situations or otherwise. We speak this word for our leaders, that they will seek other ways of healing our world other than by war and retribution. We speak this word that we may be the peace within ourselves, within our families, within our relationships. We may bring that peace wherever we are, to whatever we're doing, in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. Let us be the place of peace, where God's perfect peace, God's unshakable peace, not only resides, not only resonates, but expresses and touches and heals and blesses this world. For this and all that I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. Source of all life, ineffable mystery, divine beloved, we praise and give you thanks. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
And so we repeat our prayer of protection. If you like to say it after me, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my divine beloved, I will not be present on Sunday, but I will be joining you back on Sunday, the 29th of November. Have a wonderful week. May God watch and bless you.
Thank you, and you too.